This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 18th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And today is Wednesday. That's the day when we combine both shows, On the Clock with Erin Green and Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, to discuss what's in the news. Now, what I had planned for today is based on something Mr. Nuri said to me yesterday. He said, Green, to assess the, progress, to assess the Davis administration and PLP in their three-year review, he needs a system to use to give them a grade. And he suggested referencing the Blueprint for Change, the manifesto that the PLP produced in 2021, or at least they published in 2021, leading up to the snap election. And so I've pulled out as many of the promises and commitments indicated, made in that plan, for us to use as an assessment. And then, of course, today I pick up the papers. Like most people, we use a local service called Your Daily Bahamas Headlines to take a quick look at the headlines in the papers before we leave our houses. Unfortunately, today Ms. Barbara Wilson could not post the headlines, and we hope that everything is okay with Ms. Wilson. So by the time I picked up the headlines, I was like, oh boy, we could talk gas, we could talk Junkanoo, we could talk BL people say they confuse. BLP managers worry over future. Union left, quote unquote, confused by ministers. So we got lots to talk about this morning. Before we get the show started, I have a couple of housekeeping notes. First of all, I have to start the show by saying a big full Long Island good morning and thank you. I buck a couple of Mr. C.A. Nuri's Long Island cousins, the Irish set, on the road yesterday. And when I say I bucked them, they look for me to buck me. And what a glorious encounter it was. Mr. Nuri, your cousins are beautiful people.
I need to tell you the story on how we became cousins. You have time?
Is appropriate for the radio?
Of course.
Okay, sure, man.
2 minutes, okay.
Absolutely.
So, in 1849.
Yeah.
Right, the Long Islanders used to have a salt pond, mm-hmm. right? And for this particular reason, all the men of Long Island, right? Mm-hmm. Let me start with this. It was back then, it was down north, uh-huh. which only the black Long Islanders live. And there was up south, mm-hmm. which only the white Long Islanders live. There was no Long Island red at all. There's either white
or black.
And black.
Yeah.
So the white population, with some black people, left the island to go salt raking. Mm-hmm. And my ancestor, Levi Nuri,
yeah,
he left Auckland and came upon Long Island and saw that their settlements were separated. They had the black yeah. and white. So he told the black settlers who was down north mm-hmm. that he going up south. And they said, man, black people are not allowed there. So when he traveled up south, when he came back 3 months later, he changed the whole entire color scheme and made Long Island red. So my bloodline is throughout Long Island now. All up south has that Nuri DNA because we are responsible for making Long Island red.
Yeah,
true story.
Your ancestor is a great equalizer.
Yes.
There you go.
That's why they get along now. All of Long Island is one because of my ancestor, Levi Nuri.
The navigator extraordinaire who leads the journey, she said to tell you, you're only supposed to get one planting. But I tell her, you know, Nuri's my boy, I gave him at least 3 planting.
Yes. And I must say that the planters I was given, big. I get a big planting.
They're huge.
Yes.
I have a machine. Turn them into chips. Anyway, hold on. They got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, ma'am.
Erin.
Yes, ma'am.
I need your assistance. It's kind of depressing what I want to say to you.
Yes.
I don't think my country knows about this. Do you remember Dr. Coraline Hannah?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, are you aware that she's now deceased?
Yes, ma'am, I have seen the information in the HHT family, one of the family groups.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know, because she passed, she died last Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are aware of her contribution to this country?
I am not aware of the entirety of her contribution. Would you like to? Would you like me to host a tribute show for Dr. Hannah?
Erin, that would be so beautiful, you know, because my involvement with disability and what they say, you don't say mentally retarded and all that, but my involvement with those persons who have a disability and the rest of it go way back to 1967, 1968.
Okay.
And I owe my involvement to Dr. Hannah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this country has done Dr. Hannah a disservice. We haven't recognized her, and really, we hear a lot about the programs and what have you, but it was because of Dr. Hannah's, you know, insistence.
Yes.
And persistence.
Yes.
So if you are willing to do a tribute to her,
absolutely.
God knows, I would be most appreciative.
Producer, don't hang up the phone. I'd like the producer to take your number just to make sure I have it. I'll call you after the show, and then I will also reach out to HH. You know, we have a family meeting, September monthly meeting, and thank you social coming up on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
That's 7 p.m. at St. John's College Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
Many of her family members I expect to be there, even if extended cousins.
Uh-huh.
And so I will also speak to them privately and possibly as a part of the agenda, possibly, about participating in a show or at the very least contributing documents and stories.
It seems like even the funeral home has kind of fallen short. It's a funeral home that puts the death announcement, eh? But nothing has been said. But if you are prepared to do that, I would be eternally grateful to you.
Absolutely.
That's
I will reach out.
We can do for Dr. Coraline Hannah.
Absolutely. I will reach out to you after the show. Don't hang up. The producer will take your info. Thank you very, very much. And so again, Nuri, just a reminder, the Hannah Hasty Tynes September monthly meeting. And thank you, social. It's this Friday night. It's normally a Thursday, but this month it'll be Friday, the 20th of September at St. John's College Auditorium, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Please, if you have stories or pictures or any newspaper articles about Dr. Carolyn Hannah, please bring them along with you. Mr. Nuri, like I said, I wanted to grade the PLP today using their own goals, their own manifesto as the guideline. But look, there's lots to talk about. So let's start with petroleum retailers' call off protest. That's in today's Guardian. And the Tribune story is a dollar a week more for most drivers. Consumers can expect to pay an additional $2.25 per month at the pump if they spend $50 a week on gas as a result of the recent margin increases approved by the government, Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association President Raymond Jones said yesterday. And full stop right there. So we know that the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association had indicated last week that they were preparing to have to host a protest in town today, I think it was. And yesterday, the announcement was made by the government that they have approved the 25-cent margin increase requested by the government, requested by the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association. While I appreciate the Bahamas Petroleum Retailers Association being able to find, like, wiggle room, right? Being able to find space to operate within, I could acknowledge the dire need for this expansion on the margin. I don't have a problem with that in and of itself. I have a problem with this. Why is it that the Bahamian people are going to take the brunt? Now, people say, well, look, Aaron, your government is a carbon... based tax regime, right? They generate a significant portion of their revenue from carbon-based taxes, so cars, fuel, all of those related things. But I'm saying, why is it that the government isn't taking a part of this hit? Why isn't the government reducing its profit slightly of the 25-cent margin increase? The government takes 10 cents, and the people, they pay the other 15 cents, right? And here's my rationale. You're not accountable with money. And even when you are accountable with money, you're not good with it. You're not making financial sense. So why is it that we the people are continually paying the burden, we are holding the weight, when in actuality there are alternate strategies available for application? I think at this point the people should not be pushed between this rock and a hard place. Why is it that the government could not take 10% of that hit, 10 cents of that hit, and the Bahamian people take 15 cents?
The conclusion is the Bahamian people are prepared to pay.
No, the conclusion is the Bahamian people cannot organize themselves sufficiently to render a substantive response to the political negotiations and machinations taking place around them.
Yes, that's what I said. The people are prepared to pay.
I mean, that's not what I said.
See, in conclusion, though, the people are prepared to pay. Mind you, in the Caribbean itself, in Africa itself, even in the United States itself, the government has increased the margin in terms of gas and prices. The people responded. The people responded, and the government then lowered the gas prices. In the Bahamas, the people are prepared to pay. So the government cannot respond. Or the government, since the government knows that they're prepared to pay, they're able to.
They say they have nothing to respond to.
Yeah, there's nothing to respond to.
So if we're reading, I was reading from the article, government, well, I'm going to read from the article, Government to Raise Fuel Margins. That was in yesterday's Guardian. At the time, so the last petroleum retailers, last time they received a margin increase, 11 under the Ingram administration. At the time, they received a 10-cent increase, taking their margin from 44 cents to 54 cents per gallon of gasoline. A 15-cent increase per gallon of diesel was also approved in 2011. Currently, retailers and wholesalers split an 88-cent add-on to the landed cost of fuel. That's 54 cents for retailers and 34 cents for wholesalers. But there are also add-ons that the government gets. So, for example, if the landed cost of gasoline is $3.56, there is a 34-cent add-on for the wholesaler, a 54-cent add-on for the retailer, 56-cent value-added tax, $1.15 customs duty and a 1 cent total for the government. This brings the grand total for a gallon of gasoline in this scenario to $6.16. So when the gas lands, it costs $3.56, but by the time all of these add-ons are tabulated, that cost goes up to $6.16. With the government taking $1.72, Mr. Nuri, you ain't calculating on your phone, eh?
I know, I'm just listening. Go ahead.
I won't try to do the calculation. 616 minus 356. Mm. I can't beg you to do that, eh? Look here, don't never beg man on their job to do clerical work. 616.
616.
I got it. Minus 356. Minus 356 equals
260.
So of that $2.60, the government takes $1.72. Of that $2.60, the government takes $1.72.
Leave 88 cents.
To share between the rest. Surely the government could take 10 cents, take the 10 cents. From the fuel retailers, and then we pay the other 15 cents, man.
The conclusion is the people are prepared to pay.
No, my concern is?
That's what I want to say. My concern is this is going to snowball. Other associated...
associations, yeah.
...will ask for an increase also. And where does it stop? The cost of living is high.
Well, two things. The conclusion is, obviously, politicians and policymakers... they don't pay for their own gas.
No.
That's the conclusion. The second one, say that again, that was beautiful.
In terms of the snowballing and
you know where it stops?
Where it stops.
The taxis and the limos and the liveries.
But they just got an increase, eh? Or they laugh for another increase because costs.
Well, mind you, the president of the taxi cab union indicated clearly, overtly, loudly, that they're good for the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm. So they can't afford no increase.
Well, they shouldn't. They should be shamed. They should be ashamed to ask for an increase, but there is an alternate. Here's what the increase is. When you run the red light, when you turn right on red at Mackey and Shirley Street because you think you're a taxi and you've been deputized to do whatever you want, the police actually ticket you, and then you pay the fine, and then those resources are put back in the treasury, and hopefully in 100 years, your president, the president of the union, could beg for some more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good alternate solution.
At least we're getting some more long-term loans. That's how we get airports.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No, but how are we going to get the airport without getting the loans?
We pay taxes, and then we guarantee that the taxes go where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then we guarantee that no money is lost through wastage.
You ever heard of a term called parliamentary resolutions? It's like a pronouncement you do in Parliament to let the opposition, let the people know that you are planning to commit the country
to something.
To something.
Yeah. I know about it, but I haven't heard one in a long time.
And the reason why I ask, and just because you're talking back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just committed the Bahamas, me, my children, to a $55 million loan with the Arab people.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. But nobody brought any resolution to let me know, warn me beforehand, to flesh out how, why administrations, because it's not just necessarily this particular administration, administrations going forward, the country going forward will be responsible for paying back a loan to a sovereign government.
There was a warning. It was in the parliamentary resolution, though.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Pintard was like, hey, I am not, I'm not comfortable with the details of this loan agreement that are being exposed to the public right now? Right? Pintard said that like last week.
But that's not the warning.
That's not the warning.
That's my point.
But that's not the warning.
No.
The warning was when Fred Mitchell, chairman of the PLP, got up and said, this play just talking foolishness. That was the warning for everybody that this was an important conversation.
Look where you're going.
I'm just saying
But my thing is the opposition didn't ask. The persons who know familiar with the Constitution, good governance.
Well, what Mitchell
nobody said. Nobody said, hey, you know what? You don't think you should have some kind of resolution that the Bahamian people should be aware that we have committed the country to a long-term loan?
Well, what Pintard, what Mitchell said in his rhetorical political performance was that he don't understand what Pintard's problem is now because they voted for it and they all agreed to it. Pintard then indicated that, yeah, we made an agreement, but these details that are now being exposed, you know, we weren't aware of them. Mm. Yeah, we're going to a break.
We're going to a break.
When we get back from the break, we're going to transition. JCNP defends decision to place Way Forward Group in category, in F category. And then we get into the PLP and Davis administration 3-year review using the blueprint for change and the commitments made there within as our standard for assessment. You're On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece.
Link telephone 302-2361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gregory Pinto. Join me every Wednesday for The Urologist Speaks, a brand new talk show here on Guardian Radio. Each week, my co-host Julian Reed and I will be discussing an array of health topics related to men, women, and children, such as men always being able to rise again and women regaining control of their bladder and many, many more. The Urologist Speaks, Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. On Wednesday, the 18th of September, today we're combining the show On the Clock with Erin Green and Guardian with Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry. Before we transition to JCNP, I want to lay a plank in a bridge so we could segue easily. I see the headline in today's Tribune, Sir Franklin, oil majors to seek own margin rise. Oil majors to seek own margin rise, Focal Holdings chairman last night signaled that the three oil majors will likely now push to increase their own gasoline and diesel margins, quote, that have not changed in decades, close quotes. Sir Franklin Wilson, who heads the petroleum product supplier that operates under the Shell brand, said it was, quote, worthy to note that both his company as well as Esso and Rubis have not enjoyed an increase in their own gross profit margins for some 20 years. But you have enjoyed profits.
And record-breaking profits.
You've enjoyed gross profits and you've grossly enjoyed profits. Mm. Remember when I used to be like, where will it stop?
Where will it stop?
It stopped long before it reached here. Just in case you all didn't realize, first of all, the audacity of referring to yourselves as oil majors. The audacity on that alone, I tell you, go sit with the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union and don't expect an increase in anything for the next 100 years. Mm. Surely you have won enough from us. Mm-hmm. And surely the bonuses are sufficient. Surely the little joke you played on us about, oh, it's just a rumor. None of Focal's affiliates will be a part of. They won't be taking over any BPL assets. You don't think that was a sufficient joke, sir? You don't think that you had your time to shine. It was the return to idealism, the masterclass, and the independent secretariat Golden Jubilee celebrations that we still can receive an expenditure report from. We can't even get an unaudited report tabled in the House. And then the audacity to talk about y'all going to seek your own margin rise?
Sir Frankie knows that we are prepared to pay.
No, he knows the government is prepared. For very little. Let's transition to another set of people who should not see any kind of rise in anything for the next 100 years, maybe? JCNP defends decision to place WayForward Group in F category. Amid an intensifying dispute between two factions of the Valley Boys, the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence yesterday stood by its decision to place the WayForward Valley Boys, which broke off from the Valley Boys, in the F category. Quote, as has been the case during every previous Boxing Day and New Year's Day Junkanoo parade in New Providence in recent memory, there will only be one Junkanoo group allowed to participate as the Valley Boys, parentheses, under the leadership of Mr. Brian Adley in Group Division A, close quotes. So he still don't know where the Registrar General's office is, I see. Quote, the JCNP has received and accepted a compliant Junkanoo Parade registration application from the Valley Boys, parentheses, under the leadership of Mr. Brian Adley, close parentheses, as has been historically constituted and recognized to participate in Group Division A. That was loaded. If you're the authority, why you have to stack? Why you have to impress upon us your authority with the words? You are the authority, right?
Hey, speaking to the government.
That's what you're speaking to?
Speaking to the government.
Well, that's good. Because
speaking to the minister.
He couldn't be speaking to me, the government. He had to be speaking to the minister, the government.
The minister of the government.
Yeah. Quote, the JCNP has received and accepted, we read that part. Quote, the JCNP does not consider its recognition of the Valley Boys, parentheses, under the leadership of Mr. Brian Adley, close parentheses, to be controversial and believes that the Bahamian public understands that there can only be one, quote, Valley Boys, close quotes, properly registered and recognized to participate in Group Division A, close quotes. I think everybody recognized that. The question is which. Is it the one that's legally registered as the Valley Boys?
They have now inserted the name Brian Adley as the owner of the Valley Boys. They don't recognize anyone else unless they have the word Brian. This is why they keep on reframing.
Let's stick a pin. So it was brought to our attention that the quote-unquote Brian Adley Valley Boys felt they were under no need to register as an NPO, A, because there is no... You're not mandated to register. You can, but you're not mandated to. Registering opens you up to a number of opportunities, right, and a number of obligations. But that Valley Boy group was registered as a business, right? And so they were registered as a business, and they had received a TIN number, and they felt no need to register as an NPO. And so I ask, if you were registered as a business, A, for how long? Kind of inconsequential, but for how long? B, does your business produce yearly audits?
Does your business need to produce yearly audits?
Does your business produce audited reports and present them to its membership? Does your business produce audited reports and publish them for the public? What role, what function, what official capacity or name is your membership identified in within your business structure? Again, do they see reports? Do they have access to reports? Does this business make a profit? Do the members share in the profit? Are the members...
But we know the answer to these things already.
No, we don't. We could speculate, but we don't know the answers.
The members do not share in any profit, right? The members do not care to know if the business is making a profit. They don't care to know the operation of the Valley Boys at all. All Junkanoos care about is Russian. They want to make it to Bay Street. They don't care how much the government give them. once they get a couple rods and a couple crepe paper, they don't care how much the benefactor is, the person who donates the money. They don't care about how much money is given and what it's spent on either. They don't ask. They don't question. They don't want to know anything about it. And this is why we have to. We came at this impasse right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, "Hey, should we do care?" And some people say, "No. Why are you always asking questions? We don't want to know. We just want to rush." And the JCNP concluded, "Those who want to rush, we make it available for you all to rush."
All right, let's go back to the article in today's Guardian. The Valley Boys, one of the largest and most decorated junk canoe groups in the Bahamas, split into two factions. The world-famous Valley Boys, led by Adley, and the Way Forward Valley Boys, led by Trevor Davis. Both groups are seeking to perform on Bay Street as A groups in the upcoming Boxing Day and New Year's parades. While the government awarded both groups with $30,000 of seed funding, the amount given to A groups, the JCNP has maintained that only the Adley-led group will be allowed to compete in the A category. Stick a pin. So what happens to the $30,000? Does Trevor Davis Way Forward group get $30,000 to rush as an F group? That's the precedent we're setting?
Yes.
Is the JCNP in the scope of their authority going to withhold the $28,000 extra because F groups only get $2,000?
If I pass the JCNP, the minister is going to hand deliver it to the Second Valley Boys.
That's a problem there as well.
Just made it worse.
Let's read through the article and see if the JCNP has posited an official response or objection to that, or if they've indicated what will happen to the funds. While the government awarded both groups, only one group will be allowed to compete, the Brian Adley-led group. It said last week that the Way Forward producers go to the phone line. The Way Forward Valley Boys will be allowed to compete in the Fun F group. Davis previously claimed that his group, which he says has upwards of 80% of the support of the original Valley Boys group, is registered with the JCNP as the Valley Boys. However, the JCNP said that is not the case. Stick a pin. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Precedent has already been set, but...
What was the precedent? Hold on. What's the precedent that's been set?
The precedent that has been set now is this $30,000 that would have gone to the New Wave Valley Boys in the F category.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that being is that, I mean, there is a way out of this, but it's going to take the minister himself and the government to solve this issue. And by solving the issue, it simply means that, seeing that the Way Forward Valley Boys is in that F category, and you have these other smaller groups who are only given seed monies of $2,000. I mean, what are you now supposed to say to these smaller groups with the $2,000? The best way for this to do is to rescind that $30,000 from that group. Return it back to the coffers of the Bahamian people, i.e. the treasury and the government, and allow these guys to participate in the F category as the fund group until next year. That's all it's going to take. But it's going to take the wherewithal and the willpower of the minister to do the right thing. And that is to return the $30,000 back to the coffers of the Bahamian people.
So
now a lot of people would not want to hear this, but doing the right thing sometimes is hard to do.
Only the right thing to do. Only one set of $30,000?
Well, the one who's in the A category should carry the money.
Okay.
They are in the A category.
I hear you. I know. I heard your position. I say we need to rescind $90,000 and then return $6,000 to be spread amongst three groups, all to rush in the F category. Both sections of the Valley Boys, I think when you all get it together, when there's one group, then you all could get $30,000. I don't think that they have proven that their matter has been resolved sufficiently to warrant access to the $30,000. I think the Brian Adley Valley Boys, give them $2,000. The Trevor Davis Valley Boys, give them $2,000. And the Prodigal Sons, run right now. get the $30,000 back, the whole thing, and then give them $2,000 and put them in the F group. To be honest with you, while we are looking at the Valley Boy fiasco and using that maybe as a barometer, or maybe, let me rephrase it, the Valley Boy fiasco has caused us to put a lens on the JCNP and to question the capacity of the JCNP to lead in this space, right? That the prodigal sons were allowed to register again is sufficient for me to call for the whole. I pull in a Dr. Christian Campbell. I call in for the whole JCNP to resign. Forget the Valley Boys. How is it that the prodigal sons, A, get to rush again with access to any government seed money, but B, they're allowed to register as an A group and get $30,000? I mean, we still have time to take the money back, or to not give it to them. We still have time to change the policy or the process. But you're talking about taking back $30,000. I got my eyes on $90,000. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. Morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Aaron. You said exactly what I wanted to say. Ain't no way that they're going to let Prodigal Son enter Bay Street as an A-category group, and they are saying the way forward has to come with a fund group. If they don't have any law in place for the amount of times that prodigal son have been disqualified and they still allow them to come to Bay Street to spend that $30,000 seed money again, there's no way that they should disallow the Bay Forward to come. Because obviously the Bay Forward, they obviously going to have the requisite numbers, and they obviously going to come as professionals to compete and to win. So prodigal son and music makers allowed, definitely the Bay Forward must be in A category. Or send Prodigal them down to the B category. There's no way that should happen.
And
I think then that president with that $30,000 fund group, that cannot continue. $30,000 for a group that's competing. So that cannot go like that.
Yeah, you gone from the pan to the frying pan to the fire?
Exactly.
It just getting worse?
Yes.
Anyway.
And then not only that, right? The one of the secretary of the JCNP was on Dwight this morning. He said something about groups will be recognized as numbers. So why can't Bay Forward just come as numbers? He said they come as numbers, not as group.
So he's trying to say that this
always had two names: the Wally Boys when they lose, the World Famous when they won. So there's no difference in having them come again.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Numbers, they said.
I really think that the both factions of the Valley Boys need to sit out the 2024-2025
yes.
parades.
Yes.
And I think they prepared to do it. They did it before. It ain't gonna be a big shock. They did it before. They could fix it. They could figure it out.
The thing is, right? If the Valley Boys sit out, you know, they're looking at a decrease in numbers as far as ticket prices, and they need those fans to come.
So
they need to take care of that. Thank you.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
They, who are they? Talk about the JCNP needs the Valley Boys to come up, or the Valley Boys need
everybody who's depending on Junkanoo as a economic mechanism, a revenue deriving vehicle. It appears that everybody is focused on the bottom dollar, the bottom line, the profit.
Remember 1 year, the Valley said they wasn't coming out at all.
They said they was going to never rush again.
Yeah.
Seems that the prediction is coming true. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, Mr. Nuri, you got any story in here?
Yeah, how much break we had today? We had 2 breaks or 1 break?
Listen, I would like to thank the producer for giving me as much time as possible to eat these hog plum before I go back out on the road.
You put in extra breaks.
Listen, we're on the clock. We'll be right back. We're going to fit it all in. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gregory Pinto. Join me every Wednesday for The Urologist Speaks, a brand new talk show here on Guardian Radio. Each week, my co-host Julian Reed and I will be discussing an array of health topics related to men, women, and children, such as men always being able to rise again and women regaining control of their bladder and many, many more. The Urologist Speaks, Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Nuri, let's start this segment. We got a couple of texts here. Erin, as far as I'm concerned, that $30,000 belongs to the Bahamian people, and a group rushing for fun shouldn't have access to this because this is considered wastage, and someone needs to challenge this government's wastage in law. This is a dereliction of duty to the people. And another text says, it's back to earlier segment, CA, does that mean that Saudi Arabia owns us? We've never been able to pay anything back. Also, why not cut the traveling budget? We have Zoom and every internet communication needed. I want to pause a moment of silence, texter. My hopes and dreams die daily, waiting for messages in our communication system. Other countries rioted when gas prices escalated. They knew it would be detrimental. I don't think Bahamians understand. Also, lowering customs duty, VAT on bread and basket items, making police and all government workers pay for their own gas and stop using the government vehicles for personal use would greatly help. Oh, and also lowering the income of MPs, seeing that they do nothing with the money other than fund their own personal investments. How do you go from $3,000 to $1 million the next year without proper public disclosures? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Thank you very much, Texter. I am always, Nuri, always troubled when I observe people in red plates, that's the government vehicles, flagrantly breaking traffic controls. Like, you in a red plate with a number on it and you ignoring the stop sign, you run in the red light, you turn in right on red, you turn in left on red, in the red plate, you know, as if people can't find you and identify you, as if the government doesn't keep records of who has access to which vehicles. Like, ministries don't keep a log of who has signed the vehicle out for the day or for this hour, right? And that they don't have protocols. So, oh, you let so-and-so use the car while it was under your care, then you responsible too. Like, knowing that that's how the public service operates, why would you take the risk in a red plate? Is it because you see taxi drivers and limo drivers and livery drivers and people in buses within company names on it do it? You think it's okay for you to do it too? Like, I never thought, like, when I was in school and my grandma said, if all the children go to jump off the bridge, you can jump off the bridge too. And I said, no, Grammy, I ain't stupid. I didn't realize that this is a very important question. Because a lot of us are just monkey seeing, monkey doing. And blindly, like, inadvertently, unintentionally, we just follow in what we see happening in front of us. And it seems politicians are doing the same thing, and it seems that state actors are doing the very same thing. I would like to remind Mr. Boleg, the minister responsible for youth sports and culture, that we haven't forgotten that you got up and tabled an unaudited report in the House of Assembly in the face of an audited report that was challenged with the language garbage. Like a state actor, somebody appointed to a committee responded to the Auditor General's report as garbage, and then you got up and tabled an unaudited report.
I'm just concerned that Boleg is now quiet regarding this Junkanoo fiasco that he added to. He needs to explain what will happen next.
Right.
Is he prepared to pay this $30,000? That's a given. It is what it is. And the idea that they can be rushing in a fund group, how does he explain this? He just can't go quiet now.
Absolutely.
Right.
It can't do. And somebody has to speak to the operation of the JCNP as well. This seems, for me, it is the blatant and disrespectful disregard of the function of the Registrar General's office that I think should be addressed if we intend on maintaining a sense of confidence in the integrity of our public systems. Oh, the story continues. Ferguson criticizes Boleg on Valley faction seed money. Kimsley Ferguson, president of the Bahamas Public Service Union and coordinator of the Body of Christ Junkanoo, criticized Youth, Sports, and Culture Minister Mario Boleg for announcing that a faction of the Valley Boys would receive $30,000 in seed funding for the upcoming Junkanoo parades. This is Kimsley Ferguson, president of the Bahamas Public Service Union.
What do you have to do with this?
He is the coordinator of the Body of Christ Junkanoo group.
Oh.
And he said he's criticizing the minister for announcing that a faction of the Valley Boys would receive $30,000 in seed funding despite being classified as a fund group. His comment yesterday came after a press conference with JCNP. We turn to page 5 in today's Tribune. Led by Brian Adley, will be recognized and permitted to compete in the A category. The JCNP said the Way Forward faction would solely be a fun group. Let's go to the phone line, then we get back to Kimsley Ferguson's quotes. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, cousin. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning to you.
Listen, Aaron, the gentleman was on from the JCNP this morning on the White Show. And what he said made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the reasons why this country, the way it is today, because government personnel gets involved where they should not be and makes directives and causes people to go in a direction they should not go morally. I think the Minister for Youth, Sports and Culture was very wrong with what he did. And Mr. Ferguson is correct. If the Way Forward can only, and the JCN said that they can only go in as a fund group, then all fund groups should get a $30,000, including the spirit.
No, none. That don't make any sense.
That's my point.
Yeah, we can't afford it.
What is good for one is good for the other. If the person's responsible for organizing the parade and how it runs speaks, and you ignore them and act as if you have the know all that ends all, you ignoring them. So we should stand for something.
I say scrap the
JCN Junkanoo has rules and regulations that were set up, and they are sticking to their rules. You can't force their hand because you favor one over the other. That's not fair. And that's how I say I think it's going favoritism. They're saying the JCN is not being fair, but they are sticking to their rules. And they should not go back and bounce one off to suit the
cousin,
other just because.
Cousin, I get it, go. That's, you heard Wally's on the board today. So listen, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and you're no longer able to listen to radio news talk and music content on Guardian Radio, go to the Hit Spot on Soldier Road. They're offering $79.99 special, VAT included, for band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Remember to mention this ad. I mean, they sweet people, they can give you the discounted rate, but tell them Aaron say hi. Tell them Yuri say what's up. Tell them the Guardian says welcome. Have a great day, Bahamas. Stay tuned. The second half of today's segment will be up after the break.